After giving advice to younger friends, I realised I wanted to retrospectively document all I've learned that's helped me in my young life up to the age of 30. It was my friends who suggested I record this audiobook. I am the person many of my friends turn to for advice, and I've been told I have a good way of looking at life and have a talent in explaining it. I am a guy who's managed to experience a lot by the time I was 30, and I wanted to share what I'd learned and document my philosophies and thought processes, as I've been told by many others that they believe I have a good philosophy for happiness. The purpose of this book is for it to be read by young men, to help them and to offer some perspective in what they may be facing in their lives. I'm an NLP master practitioner, but that alone does not qualify me to write this book. By the time I was 30, I had been a project manager, a business analyst, a chartered IT professional, and a management consultant. Paradoxically, I've also been an English teacher in Asia, a bass player in an aspiring rock band. I had travelled many great places in the world, ran my own business, earned over £100,000 a year in the City of London, but I'd also experienced hard times, losing jobs, failed relationships, and bankruptcy. I gained my undergraduate degree in 6 years after a recent year and a course change, but gained a 2-1, enjoyed my degree immensely, and was much more academically successful from that point onwards, gaining many postgraduate industrial qualifications. Up to the age of 30, I'd spent a total of 8 years in relationships and 4 years single, travelled to 81 destinations in 25 countries across 4 continents, and had the experience of 8 major career jobs on my CV, not including numerous temporary and part-time jobs whilst a student. Even this does not qualify me to write this book, but it helps. As you can see, I'd experienced a lot in a short time, and as I reached the milestone of my 30th birthday, I looked back and documented all I learned as a young man. I looked back and captured what I'd learned up to that point, so that I can pass on this knowledge to my younger friends and peers, who I often advise. Chapter 1. Worrying. As a young man, much of life is taken up worrying. Why am I so spotty? Am I tall? Big enough? Am I good looking enough? Will I get into university? What if I cannot find a good job? Why can't I get a girlfriend? Why am I always so exhausted? Why is nothing going to plan? What will my parents say? What will my friends think? Worrying before things happen. When things go bad, we are all prone to worrying. I remember spending hours worrying myself to sleep every night, only falling asleep as the sun came up, exhausted. The severity of problems often exasperates the worry, but worries, big and small, are futile. The reason for this is that the only influence any of us have is over our thoughts, therefore our own reality. We often worry that things will not work out the way we plan them in our heads. Then stop planning them in your head. This is a futile exercise. Think about how crazy this sounds. We get upset because the flow of life takes the outcome a different way to how we had hoped things would turn out, different to the intellectual plan we made in our heads. The remedy for this is to move away from the mindset that you can dream up and be ready for any eventual future possibility before it happens. There is no future. The future does not exist. It is just some possible outcome you dreamed up. Complete guesswork, intellectual fantasy. Worrying about what might happen is the wrong mindset. Instead, you need to be open to what will happen, whatever that may be. Worrying about what might happen indicates that you have a plan, a preferred state of how things will turn out. It is great to have dreams and goals and plan what you want, but to plan the how you get there is incredibly arrogant and naive. Firstly, it is impossible to predict, and secondly, it will only cause stress and worry when the how unfolds a different way, how you predicted. Try and accept what will happen regardless. This involves living in the moment so much more fully than maybe you are now.